learning. The shit changed, but you know for the most part nothing ain't different. Sometimes be stuck in my ways, weekend fucked up in somebody's kitchen. Stick in my hand, I'm chilling with the troops and my few cans doing, so I walk like Winston. Trust me, I wake up hanging, you hang that I'm leaving this bed, you're kidding. I'm sitting on back in the pad, get deep fried and I smoke some packs of the grass. Put the feet up, kick back and relaxing at best, no I'm sitting on Riley's gang.
Hello guys, do you mind pull that sucker right up to your mouth, mate?
Spitman.
You can spit on it, mate.
Spit on it, mate. He's going to do it a bit easier.
I mean, obviously Donachie's back in the house, everybody.
Come on.
It's good to be back.
Pull it so it's like, right. All right. Copy us, mate. Just copy, just, mate, if you ever get stuck, follow us, mate. but I think, first of all, we need to announce this is the fucking last time we'll be in this studio.
Wasn't it?
We need to salute to that, boys.
Yeah, that's it.
And to new beginnings.
Aye, that's it, mate.
New beginnings.
The end of an era, but the start of a new beginning, as you say, mate.
Definitely. All good things need to come to an end so another one can start.
That's it, mate. There's no rainbows without rainfall.
Yep.
That's correct.
Is that the same?
If you want the rainbow, you need to put up with the rain. That's all Dolly Parton, mate.
Oh, I know. What is that lyric? I heard that, though.
The philosopher Dolly, mate.
Yeah, you ever seen the movie Baby Driver?
Aye, seen that?
Nah, I don't think so.
Great movie.
Tinnitus.
So like, he's got a constant ringing in his ears, so he's always got music in.
You hear that noise? Just that.
Aye, just constant. He's in a car crash when he's younger, so he's got a constant.
Just constant hearing it.
Aye, so he's always got the earphones in.
It's weird though.
See that movie? It's in like 2012, and it's so weird. Like, see if that movie got made new, they'd have AirPods in, but he's got mad wired earphones and it's actually...
Yeah, I was running about with wired earphones today. That's it. Making me feel old.
That's old school, mate.
See that, but that's mad. That's like the... Because that's a pure modern film. I thought that was like 2016 or something when I was thinking about it there. But that's just... It's weird because it's at the end of a mad era of something like AirPods. Mate, AirPods changed the world, bro.
Now, everywhere you go, you just see people with... Did you ever see that story about the guy being in the jail like 50 odd years or something like in America, and he finally got out and he was so confused because he was like, everybody was just walking about with like shit hanging out their ears and it was all like headphones, but he just didn't have a fucking clue what they were.
That is a mad space age thing, mate. You'd feel like mind like and no age is shit the exact same is what I'm saying. The same kind of path as the AirPods and the wired headphones into the AirPods is like, see when you see a film for like 1992 like fucking Jerry Maguire or something, and you see it and it's like they're using the Bluetooth headphones. It's just like a big mad thing coming out their ear.
That was
the pure tap of technology for like a month.
The Vision Pro now, have you seen that? Augmented reality, mate. We were watching this in my work. Have you seen any of this?
No, have you not seen this, bro?
This is crazy, mate. This is like Tony Stark for like Iron Man, mate. Like you can pretty much like you put on this headset and like you can still see everybody around you, but like you could have like your computer up there, TV over there, like you don't need to buy a TV anymore.
You're just looking about, but
it's on, and it'll just
AR instead of VR, so it's like it takes. There's mad things over it. I keep seeing shit because it got leaked a while ago, and then it just went on sale. They're like $3,500.
Here we go.
This is crazy, mate. This is us in the future now.
It looks amazing, mate. I want it.
I know, mate. Definitely, but for
it's a now. Bit like.
But that's just as
too integrated like for
the first
me,
phone,
mate.
But so like, think about the first phone. How big it was.
After like three iterations, mate, every cunt will have that.
Thinking like 30 years, people are going to be like, remember, cunts were like god mad at that. Like, it'll just end up being what'll happen is the same with phones. They get like smaller. Do you know what I mean? That'll just then turn into like sunglasses
when you've got the Apple Ray-Bans, mate, that's what you're wanting. This and a set of Ray-Bans in about 10 years, mate, that's when I'll be buying them.
My theory is that cunts are going to start buying these like a phone. Like, you'll get this on contract and that'll be the new shit.
I think that as well, especially with work and stuff like that, see, because everything's like working for him these days and stuff like that, with like Teams and stuff.
Do you know what's weird about it, but do you know, see their eyes? That's actually cameras inside the lenses taking videos of their eyes and then putting it on a screen at the front. So you look quite, I think it's meant to be quite uncanny valley in that when you look at it, because it's like this, it's so like, big. You can tell when something's a screen and when it's not, you know what I mean? Like the white moves and all that.
I
think it's, you look a bit wild on it, which is why, see when you do like FaceTime on it, you're a mad emoji. Uh-huh. Like you're mad at.
That's just weird for me.
I don't like it.
This is what the FaceTime calls look like.
Oh, that is creepy, man.
It's wild. So they show you that's the version of you. So the basically the Vision Pro like scans the inside of your face and then projects that on, so people see that version of
me. Why can I see a video of it? Because I want to see like the way does it talk in time and stuff?
It tracks your face.
Does it?
Yeah, I've seen something that's a wee bit, it's nice and some people find it weird, but it's basically like, so when people die and stuff like that, they can leave like a message and it's like a personal video. So they'll pretty much have like hologram or whatever.
Oh, that's just something creepy,
that's, like,
but man.
Passed away, like passing on a message. And
let the troops die in peace, man.
Come on, man.
Blended out, right? It doesn't get the spikiness, but it's there.
That's fucking weird, man.
Is that my YouTuber?
It's MKBHD.
I mean, like, I could tell that was him there. It's, I would rather it was a mad emoji. No, when it's like the mad emoji on the one, I would rather it was that, like you were just a unicorn or something.
Fake one,
it's a bit odd.
It's a bit too close to the. It's just the real hing.
Just hing, Donnie. I know when it starts getting smaller, like you could put. Say it's like that size, you could put that your security tag on your Gucci hat and it.
Did you just run at the show?
Mate, pretty much, mate.
I told you to bring the hat so you could.
I know, mate, I meant to date my hat back to front so they would see it the other side, but the tag, but these things are my first like interaction I troll online. I'm not on the TikTok and that either, man. So Grace was like that. She was like, do you want to see these comments? And I'm like, how fuck's sake? Just all these wee guys saying your fucking hat's fake and all that. So I'm like, you wee pricks.
Yeah, see, if they're attacking the hat, the content was there, bro.
Oh, 100%. You know what I mean? Got them in
the comments get his own.
It's so funny, but mate, it is quite funny, man.
See, the thing is, if that wasn't a Gucci hat, let's see if that was like a Puma hat or something that had like a black badge on it, they'd say it's got a mad nice Gucci hat.
We need to tear that thing down here. He's fucking amazing with that hat. Mate, there was one, the comments were, mate, do you know, like, this is when you know you've like, got a good video on TikTok because the insults start getting pure nonsensical. But one was like, people think you're acting camp and that. I'm like, this is the fucking straightest guy I've ever met in my life.
I know,
like,
mate.
Because you mentioned trying to act camp in the clip.
Aye, I know, and then saying it.
Aye, I know. Mate, what as well, you were telling me when we were out the weekend, you were telling me you went for lunch and somebody mentioned it to you.
Aye, mate, no, like there's a few people in it. It's weird, like, I don't know, like I remember when I originally done it in school, like social media and that wasn't as big, so it was just only really like the kids from my school that had kind of like known about it. But then when I was like walking about, like people's been pure saying it, like when I was in that Hughes and Burnside, it was all right, apart for the guy Richie fucking pink chicken. So I know, one of them
medium rare,
stay away. Medium rare chicken.
That's how I like it.
But it's just weird. But
why did somebody say to you in Hughesy?
Nothing. They were just saying that they'd seen me in the TikTok, like that traffic, and like it's feel weird hearing that because I don't know.
You're not used to that.
You're not used to it. And then like I seen it, it was like 300,000 views on it. And I was like, oh fuck, man, that gives me the feel. Do you know what I mean,
mate? See, talk about that, like kind of real life interactions that feel freak you out. Mind that one with the boy. His name was, his Discord name is CP18, and I met him, mate. I was like coming out of some bed and he was walking into some bed, and we had just like 10 minutes before this dropped him at a merch drop, like this, the skeleton stuff, and best of gear. So we had just dropped that like 10 minutes before. I had clicked it okay or whatever, went for a sunbed and then came out. The boy was walking in the shop and he was like, what? And he was like buying a hoodie, mate. And I was like, oh my God, that was actual surreal.
Aye, that's weird.
I felt like I was the bad. I was like, oof, that
should was. Should I get them for free?
I just went on and put my details in. There you go.
There you go, mate. It's on me.
RG card details in, bro.
But Donnie, we need to get, because I remember last time you came on, a lot of people enjoyed it. They said, it's good because they can tell we've known each other a long time and that, but we realised we hadn't told half of the stories. So there's a story we need to get into. And we spoke about it in the podcast before. I'm sure we've done an episode on like fights or something. And I was like, I can't even encode this, but we've got the man himself who was involved in this. And I see you just take it away, Donnie.
So it was what, Christmas Eve 2017, I think it was there, 2016 or something like that. And basically, I was outside the Parkville and I was just sitting talking. I can't even remember who I was talking to, but I was just sitting talking to somebody. And next thing I know, this fucking cunt came out of nowhere and just stookied me, man, like side of my face. And I've been like completely dazed, like, what the fuck's happened? And I've obviously went off my nut. And the guy like ran back in and all that, and the Parkville's massive, and he's got it. I didn't even know who he was, to be honest, either. And then I was going off my nut, as you can imagine. I was talking to the bouncer, like, where the fuck is this cunt? Like, what the fuck? Like, and I knew the bouncer, so he was like, I know where he is, and he's on the front, like, having a fag. So the bouncer literally, like, walked me around. So the bouncer that took me to the
he escorted you? I seen a miscarriage of justice there.
It was like Christmas Eve, mate, and I was going off my nut. Like, my face was all pure swelling up and all that. So I walked around, and then, because the video actually starts after, like, because there was like two different parts, because I'd went up and like, I was like, you're a fucking idiot. And I like went in, smashed him, and then I've walked away. And then the video started, because like, as I've been walking down the stairs, he's like jumped to my neck. And I was like, fuck this. And I think that's why I ended up doing the who's your daddy thing, because in my head, I was like, right, I've already leathered him. So now I'm just going to take the absolute cunt out of him in front of everybody. Do you know what I mean?
Aye. Because it was like, it was for no reason. And what night was it?
Christmas Eve.
It was Christmas Eve.
So I ended up in the hospital that morning and all. And there's a wee funny story for after. And like, see, even like, we can go back to the main story, but see, like, maybe 3 months after it, I was in the Parkville again, and I'm getting around the drinks or whatever, and this guy comes up and he's like, do you want a shot? And I'm Matt, I don't even know who you are. And he was like, do you know who I am? Like, honestly. And I was like, not a clue, mate. And he was like, the last time I met you, you were asking who my dad was. Is that all for fuck's sake?
So you were in a gaff with him?
No, Parkville. This was at the Parkville.
Again.
And he went and explained it, basically, like, he thought that I was somebody else that had, like, I don't know, like, that had been with, like, his pal's missus or something the weekend before, and he's ran up and stuck the nut in me for it. Completely, like, misunderstanding who it was, isn't it?
Mistaken identity, man.
I ended up back in his gaff with no other, with him and his dad, right? And being all sitting getting on it. And I'm showing I'm showing this boy's dad a video of me smashing him, saying, who's your fucking dad?
Showing his daddy. He's
buff
daddy.
But it's because
his daddy stepped that.
The guy took it in the chin and he was like, it was well deserved.
It was a good scrap. It was noble. Like, getting the shot is quite noble, coming out and just being like, this is a truce, you know what I mean? Like, this is a covenant we're making.
Actually made it a bigger man to just come up and just take it in the chin.
I'm sure that's a mad Viking covenant.
I don't know if I can even watch it, man, but... I mean, this is before I'd done any training or that and all, so I just want to say, this is a belter of a flip. So this is a fucking judo flip, man. Judo before I even knew I could do it.
Like, aye, they're in second bursts.
Is this part two?
Aye, there's like fucking, I think it was...
the second act?
And then... fuck me, man.
Fucking daddy.
You've done the damage, boy.
Who's your fucking daddy?
He's like a headphones on. Yeah, rewind that. He needs to hear his vulgarity here.
Oh no, trust me, I know what I say.
Fucking daddy. You've done the damage, boy.
Who's your fucking daddy?
Who's your fucking daddy?
You think you can header me, cunt? I remember, like, after that.
That's it, man.
That's another one, aye.
It's good side control as well, by the way.
I know, you're born to fucking do that.
I swear to God, mate, that's before any training, mate. That's like that's called the scaffold position, I'm sure. That's like an actual position in judo.
You just had judo in your jiu-jitsu.
Wrist control, mate. Look at that wrist control, mate. Keeping top heavy pressure, mate. That's some good technique right there.
You've got it in your DNA.
Mate, I swear to God, mate, I do. I knew it was going to happen. Well, hopefully happen one day.
Have we got any pictures of the aftermath?
Aye.
Right, so what's happening here?
So I went home Christmas Day and like my head's been split open, because see, when I'd done the flip, my head hit the concrete and I've still got the scar to this day, in fact. right in there, man. And I and my mum and dad...
Potter, like, man.
Round Christmas.
The old Potter.
Round Christmas Day, my mum and dad said to take me to the hospital and that. They're in the waiting room. And I am sitting getting my head stitched up, still wrecked, man, still.
Oh, Christmas Day, man.
Christmas Day in the hospital. Monda, mate,
just
imagine
all these mad junkies. And what a sight Christmas Day is in the hospital.
I can imagine.
that for nothing, mate. That was fucking, it was just like, mate, it was wild, mate.
Mate, your man, that must have been fuming, bro.
It's a touchy subject in the house.
Still, every Christmas you reminded it. It's
funny, but you know my mom, man, she's not for the laughing matter, man.
No,
I'd be so fuming, mate, if my turkey was ruined. My boy coming in like, I smashed a cunt on the video. Who's your daddy?
He just swelled up after it, man. It was some he did.
It was put on you, but mate, you had to.
Mate, is that really good?
Had to retaliate, mate.
You had to let him know.
Take me up and away. Where the music gets my fantasy. This is like sex in the mornings, having in the morning.
Skeletor in the back, mate.
Two bottles of my dad's beer at the fridge and that, and was going in and then out of the toilets, the disabled toilets, tanning them and shit like that. Just being a mad rip.
Mate, what else you meant to do in that predicament?
Christmas Day, I was just like, fuck it, man.
Mate, you have a beer on Christmas Day, fuck's sake.
They did not see the funny side of it.
No, definitely not, man.
What is it like in a ward on Christmas Day?
Mate, it was mad, mate, because it was just like, how did I describe it? It's like some sort of war zone, mate.
It's somewhere like, you'd never like expect to be on Christmas Day. You don't even think about a hospital on Christmas Day.
But like, honestly, there was just like emergencies coming in like every couple of minutes or not. Because if you think about it, like, it's one of the busiest nights of the year for people getting on it and shit like that, and partying and like, fights and all that and tuning and shit like that. But it was a sight to behold. Mate, hopefully never again. Hopefully never in the hospital again for Christmas.
Mate, do you know I've never ever been out on a Christmas Eve?
What do you mean?
I've never been to a boozer or that on Christmas Eve in my life. Like, my pals go every Christmas Eve. It's a mad thing.
Like,
see, to be
Christmas
honest,
Eve,
right?
The past few years I've kind of calmed down.
Mate, I'm sure, was it that night? Do you remember, like, we were walking home? Because we used to go to the Parkville every Christmas Eve, mate. That was like the place to go at Christmas Eve, and it was such a good night. But I think I reached that point where I was like, I can't be arsed feeling this bad on Christmas Day.
Oh, mate, I couldn't imagine it, bro.
It does reach that point. It's starting to reach that point slowly but surely with me. Like, don't get me wrong, I still like to go out and get a wee drink and that, but it's just not worth it, man. Yeah, it's the days after it and all. It's like, it's Wednesday before you're feeling normal and shit like that again, man. I just can't.
But, mate, Christmas Eve for me, it's a time for like hot chocolate and pajamas and that, mate. I bash like Christmas films and that, and like, I'm in my bed early, not like I've always been a mad. Like,
he, do you know what Jamie loves, mate? Like, pure loves, like really passionately getting presents, mate.
Oh,
like,
presents!
Like now, people like you talk to most people. I think most people be like, don't even bother with it. And he's like, so do you want me like tell you what I want the new? He's very much
see, to be fair, right, I'm a present hog, mate. I'm a mad present hound. I love my presents, but I've never like told anything. Like, I like surprises. I'm a surprise guy.
Everybody likes a surprise.
I've never
surprise.
Said like I want this for Christmas, and I wake up and I get the thing I ask for. Mm-hmm. I just expect like everybody to do their due diligence. You know what I mean?
What do you think is like, see, when you're a wee guy, like what the absolute ultimate Christmas present? Can you remember getting one and being like, this just changed the game? I remember I got a wee pool table and a Jimmy White cue, three-piecer.
Yes.
No Jimmy White? Snooker flip. Three-piecer. I was down there sinking them fucking, me and Bill were down there sinking them all night long.
That would probably
the Xbox, man. The original one. Mm-hmm. Maybe the, like, no, the 360, the one before that. Remember when I got that?
What was the one?
That was just the Xbox.
PS1,
PS2.
I mean, having the PS1 and 2 and shit, like, they were so good, man. PS2, that's like when I was way young. Mind the FIFA? Oh, what was it? FIFA World Cup 90. The one where you could dive. Oh, was it 98?
Mate, you could dive in FIFA, mate. And you could that's why FIFA's shite now, mate.
It's just no fun anymore.
Like, players dive, letters dive. And it was like, see, I remember I used to play one called This Is Football 2002, right? And you could dive. Mate, this game is unbelievable.
You could
dive, you could dive in it, and the same button to dive, it was like R2 or something, right? When you're like L2, when you're on the ball, that was dive, but when you're off the ball, that's like go and do a cunt. Actual go and like,
take him out.
If you connect with your tackle, you're getting sent after. It was an option. Like, here's
a red card.
Turning communist, mate.
We want malpractice in football. Happens all the time.
That's life.
We need it.
That's what people say.
Pez kept diving until like Pez 6. And then Pez 7, I was like, they get through the diving out. Mate, mind, did you ever play Pez?
I played it for a bit.
Adriano and that.
Adriano.
It's just so funny the way they spell everybody's players.
It was like Manchester Devils and all that. It was like London Blues and that. But I used to be able to also make like a team, like make your own team and customise your full stadium and all that.
Aye.
Me and my cousin made like a mad football team together.
Do you know, Hank, when you're a wee guy, but you've done the most like pointless shit on FIFA? Like, I remember, like, I would just make a wee guy, like, it's such a wee guy, Dave, it's so funny, like, make a wee guy, make him 99 and everything, like, absolutely everything, maximum, just put him up front for, like, Celtic and that,
12-0.
I remember,
pink
like,
boots, long hair.
Aye, just pure wild looking, and I remember, like, making a full team of, like, 99s and just, like, beating fucking cunts, like, or beating, like,
the computer
and, like, it's just so fucking pointless.
Mate, see, me and my cousin Marco, now I told you, like, we used to, like, tell everybody to go, we were playing hide and seek and let all our other cousins, like, go and hide, and we'd, like, lock ourselves in the room and bash computer, like, play mad old games, not because they had, like, a Sega Mega Drive, not it was the best ever, but we used to always have mad elaborate, like, things for any game. On FIFA, we'd done, like, a team for, like, 5'3" cunts that were all, like, 99 pace, dribbling, like, all that stuff, and then another team of, like, 6'8" cunts that were all, like, strong, like, jumping, we debated over which one, it was like strength versus speed and agility, really.
Aye.
And we played against each other, we played like home and aways, and we did like a mad table finder. Even still the new, like, if I go to my cousin Marco's, we'll do a mad FIFA tourney and have it out in paper and all that, like, day all properly, you know, a pure Champions League.
See, I've lost
my love for FIFA the past,
I think, go to
few
FIFA.
Years, mate. I used to be pure into it, but just like, nah, it's shite now. EAFC.
Uh-huh. What, I give my EAFC 24, bro?
I've heard it's a bit soulless. I heard they've got the females.
The females are tearing it up, mate. The females and Ultimate Team. Wait, I'm an adamant FIFA player. I'm going to tell you the state of Ultimate Team.
The dire state of Ultimate Team.
So Team of the Seasons just came out, mate. No, Team of the Year, apologies. So the calendar year has just came out, and it came out females and males all at once.
Mixed
so
together.
Joined.
So it's like, so there's like, there's female, mate, this is a pure mad thing actually that I've noticed because of this, right? See, because the female FIFA players like Alex Putellas and like all these, like Diaby and that, they're all better than like Salah and that, like all of them. So like,
what?
All the, mate, they're all like 97 rated and that. Hansen, like all these players that are like 2 million coins for their mad base, not like it's because they're like small, nimble, like quick, fucking can shoot for anywhere, not it's mad. But then I've noticed now, we guys are into lassies football now,
right? Maybe that's the whole marketing thing.
I knew none of the players before FIFA. I've got a young French woman at left back. Bacha, mate. Bacha is an amazing, mate. She's got the whipped past play style and everything, mate. So she's just fucking whipping that.
So exactly, mate. How many of them, you know?
I know, and that's what I mean. Like, I've seen wee guys commenting on like TikToks, like Putellas was robbed and all that, out of Puskas Award or mad actual football awards, mate. So it might be a good thing, know what I mean?
Respect,
mate,
yeah.
I noticed the other day, like, I seen that Caleb Presley posted a picture with Theo Vaughan and a mad female basketball player. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Is she black?
Famous now.
Angel Reese.
No, she's white.
Brittany Griner.
I don't know. Not, can you try and find that, mate? It was just like when I was looking at the comments of that, I was like, can't believe the most famous college basketball player is a woman and all. And it was this last night, I was on her Insta, she got a million followers and she does shit for night.
Mate, have you ever seen the basketball over in like Eastern Europe and all Panathinaikos and all this, mate, and they fill out the stadiums and like, mind it's indoors and like, see the way they would at their stadiums with all the flares and the smoke bombs, man. But
European basketball goes nuts,
you've got to see this.
Barca and that?
Barca and Real.
Barca, mate, El Clasico.
That is wild. I thought you were talking about like all the Eastern European basketball players that are pure tearing it up. Like,
I know, the actual leagues, mate, see the fans, mate, that's look crazy. It's just basically all the ultras for like the football teams just go to all the basketball teams.
We'll go to a Glasgow Rocks game, bro.
Celtic basketball, mate.
No, I trained with Glasgow Rocks.
Glasgow Rocks, bro.
Many months ago.
The famous Glasgow Rocks, did you?
Yeah, I was a wee guy.
Trained with the Rocks, did you? You nearly signed for Rocks.
I must have been like 15 or 16. It was when I was doing swimming and basically we got took in this mad fucking shitey fitness camp thing. Well, no shitey, it was quite good actually with Glasgow Rocks, and you were training with the team and going through like their strength and conditioning program with them and all
was
that.
Was that hard?
It was pretty hard at that age. I was like 15 or 16, but I was terrible at basketball, man. Like,
mind you, came and done. See, just remember this. See, we were in school, right? Donnikey came to my. So we went to different high schools, but Donnikey came to my high school on work experience, right? In the PE department, like today, like a gym teacher, so he was cutting about like data.
And I remember. I'll be that much.
Oh, mate, I know. I've seen you in that school.
Were you cracking the whip?
Mate, like the whip cracked me, man. Mate, I
don't know what you're going to say, but I remember we were in higher PE and it was badminton. He was like, to me before it, mate, I'm fucking shit at badminton. And he's there, he'd be like, right, so like, the teacher be like, you might take the demo or something. And like, pure, they were hitting the back teacher and he's missing it. That, you know what I mean?
Mate, do you not remember? Mate,
what happened?
Mate, my second period of my first day, I was doing, you know how the mad strength test where you like, you stand on it and you pull the chain up and it tells you how strong. Basically, he didn't fucking clip it on right and he was like, Kieran, you demonstrate. So I've done that, fuck you, man. And the chains came swinging up, mate. I've actually got a cut with a red scar. Bust my chin open in the second period I was there. Had to go to the hospital, get fucking three or four stitches. And then I came back.
Mate, that's a mad feudal punishment, getting hit with chains, bro.
Just that strong, mate.
Broke it. Uh-huh.
am I tripping or did you know sneak into our school? We were in the library together.
I did go to one of the classes. I put a Trinity tie in the inside of Gafkin. I went like, right, see the mad street area and that. I went and got a Trinity tie and like wrapped it around the mad pole.
Antagonizing people in that. Like,
just be guy shit, man.
Letting the teachers know.
I was sat in the library and all that and was trying to log on the computer or something. Who was that?
I don't know what I mean, but I think I was.
Who was the library teacher? But she was pure.
She was on the ball, bro. She was there for letting you. It was her that got you caught. And I remember that. That's mad.
What happened when you get caught in a school?
What? I just get
caught going to school.
It's an anonymous student.
Mate, a dog school and like my own school to just go into another school.
You didn't have your papers, mate. You were like an alien, mate.
I know. Cunts up here looking at me walking about.
It is mad because it's like, do you know what it's like when somebody, when I seen that happen, like the reactions, like teachers, pure, oh, no. It's like, mind like a dog would run into like the playground or something when you're younger. You're like,
mate, that's a mad magical moment. That's a mad thing. Like, see, like a bird.
There is a picture of it somewhere of me standing like that in the with the tie run there. I'm going to find out.
Mate, the dog in the playground's pure magical, mate. I love that.
Time stops.
It's like when a bird comes like inside somewhere and all. Let's see if a bird jumps into Tesco or something. Everybody's a bit like, oh, it's like a mad. Do you know what I mean?
Aye.
I had a mad magical moment. What was it, mate? I had a magical moment seeing an owl waking up in the morning. What? I mean, when I was doing Cull Lizzie or the back roads, and all, I was stopped at mad temporary traffic lights and I just looked to my left. There was a fucking owl on the tree looking out onto the road, seeing it opening its eyes and going like that and flying away or moving away.
I don't think I've ever seen an owl.
I've seen a fucking owl, a mad grey owl. Owls
are quite big.
They're beautiful birds, mate.
They're quite big, I know.
Have you ever seen a featherless one?
Excellent.
Mad nightmares.
That would look scary.
Scary, man.
You look wee baldy chickens, man.
Mate, no, here, see oh my lord, that's petrifying, mate.
Mate, it's all feather.
Look at like, the size of the eyes.
Imagine you're like a mad indigenous person and you catch an owl and
is that a type of owl? Eh? Like just a.
No, it's just it featherless.
Looks like, see like a,
no, that's just what an owl looks like with any feathers on it.
The cat, is it?
No, that's a skeleton, actual.
I know you're talking about this. The hairless cat.
That's a mad thing.
It's
YouTube.
Not a sphinx. It's a.
It's a hairless cat.
Hairless cats are class.
What?
I want one of them. to go with Cairo?
I don't think I could.
I think me, deal him, with me that. Cairo,
I
and deal.
I don't mind cats, but no, a hairless cat, man.
Hairless cats just, a lot. Nah. Egyptian Sphinx cat.
Is that Sphinx?
No, my shit.
You were thinking Siamese, weren't you?
This boy knows. Possibly. This boy knows his pussies.
Look at that. Look at that. Man, mate, that's actual pinky in the brain, mate. The brain.
Pinky in the brain.
That would scare the fuck out of him. That is no. That's on steroids, mate.
Aye.
It looks so evil, but done it? Like, look how evil
that is. That's edited, mate.
That's a Russian one or something.
There's no way that looks ears. That you think that's no edited?
No,
look that, the eyes in it.
That's real, mate. That's
shut up. There's no get. My cats have like wee.
It's got a mad white pupil. Outline, so I would say something's been done to it.
Somebody made that in fireworks, mate.
The world's scariest cat is actually very sweet.
Aye, okay.
That's what he'd say. Is he wrote me? Is anyone looking?
Oh, that's an ugly bastard.
That is an ugly cunt of a cat, mate.
That is an ugly motherfucker.
That is an ugly cunt. Oh,
sure, it is lovely, but it's fucking ugly as fuck.
How could that even be lovely, mate? It looks permo raging, mate.
I wouldn't think
it's like the brain looks like minced, doesn't it? Like
minced intestines or something.
500 g of fucking 10% fat, bro.
You'd fill a mince it.
That's
enough
terrifying.
Of this. Enough of the Sphinx cat.
No, it was class when you're a wee guy playing games and that. Mind the brand panties matches and mate. Made the brand panties matches on SmackDown versus Raw, that.
Oh, right, aye, definitely. I remember that? That.
What are you talking about?
The brand panties?
Oh, mind doing like SmackDown versus Raw.
You are gay as hell, mate. You didn't set up a brand panties match with your two favourite WWE divas and then undress them.
Oh.
Mate, this was it. This is.
Wait, is this, mate, PS2?
This is first hard on sort of stuff, Rob.
This is
watching
like PS2,
here.
Mate. Aye.
PS2 graphics and everything.
Oh,
I remember like a bit of the wrestling at the SCCC.
This is what I'm talking about, mate. Yeah, bring back the diving, bring back the brand panties, mate.
What's going on? She ripped him her drawers.
She's trying to rip her drawers. You win the match by stripping your opponent down. Which, these matches make.
That was like an actual match, but wasn't it? Like in the mad.
What the hell,
fuck, mate. You had access to this?
I do. 10-year-old.
Oh, mate, kid, not.
That would have had me also.
I'm honestly still a bit aroused by this.
Mate, did you ever used to, I remember feeling like Para getting caught in the strippers on Vice City and that. Like,
you turned it down in that?
He's doing shit. He done a swivel.
Mate, do you remember when Chris, when I had my wee cousins up and they were, mate, they must have been like,
oh
Christmas,
my God, I.
Mate, they're like, there must have been about maybe 14, 12 and 10 roughly, and like I introduced him to GTA, I think GTA 5 had just came out and it was Boxing Day, I think, because was it, I feel like
I was in yours.
You just at the hospital.
Bandage on his
head. I let them loose, mate. And they were just screaming, just seeing up the pavement, just knocking people down, man, just like one by one, just fucking loving it, man.
So,
big man
was loving it. Remember, we all watched him. It was like, I remember him watching Donkey's cousin playing it, and they'd never even seen the likes of this before. Do you know what I mean? They're fucking zooming about in the motors and they knock somebody down. You can see them like, I done something wrong there. And then they're like,
and it felt great.
But I love that. So they're like, maybe they just got a lot laughing in that.
At the end of it, in hysterics, just fucking try to crash in. And I showed them how to shoot people and they're just gone running in circles, just opening up.
That's pure, like, that is actual magical. But, like, see, compared to Jambo, can you get this hang up just in case? It's called a pixie chick. Yeah, do you remember pixie chicks, bro?
Is this your brand panties?
This is my brand panties. It's not at all. Before it comes up,
you've said it.
I used to steal this fucking thing off my sister and bash it, mate. I used to play it like it was kind of like a Tamagotchi thing. Have you got it, Jambo?
Tamagotchis.
No pixie chick. I'm talking a lot of garbage, mate. I wanted to see, because I seen a picture of this the other day and it brought back immense nostalgia in me, mate.
Mind the aliens and they thought they'd get babies and that.
You played with
mate,
that?
Mate, there's pixie chick girl, right?
I'm
and you,
that.
Look, you get her dressed in that. Look, you can get her dressed in that. And if she tell you she's not happy, you feed her on that.
That's the difference between me and Donkey and you, mate. You were dressing them, we were undressing them, bro.
Mate, I was making sure the pixie chick.
You make your dinner, though?
Aye, I was making sure she had a good day in that. She was my buddy, mate. I used to pure fuck up Sarah's pixel chick, but I used to go in and like make her unhappy. And I wasn't.
Like
I wasn't
Sims, trying to get like a toy version of the Sims.
Did you ever have Tamagotchis? I know. It's exactly
what a time, man.
That's Tamagotchi technology.
Cards and fucking day blades and all that.
Not me. Day blades were the fucking ones. Oh, mate, how good was that period of life? Just that doing that. Going to school, fucking,
and then bottle football in the garden. And then these were the golden eras. You didn't even have a football, you'd just be kicking around a bottle.
How funny is this? I know, I was thinking about this all day. Mind you'd get invited to a party as a wee guy, right? Like in a hall or something. And they would like play tunes. And the only way you knew how to dance when you're a wee guy was this, right? Just in the air, just doing that. Everybody just doing that. That was the only move.
That's a piece of disco.
Christmas disco was like the biggest night of the year and all that, wasn't it, man? They were the days, man.
Christmas Kaylee
and need to see some Beyblade action, bro.
Beyblades were wild, mate. I used to love them.
We watch like a match or something?
No, mate, they're pure coming back in. Like, I've seen
Jambo,
I remember I was buzzing because for my birthday, my dad got his one. It was like moat controlled or something like that. Like you could date and like it was just like, I don't know, control whatever.
Let's see some Beyblade action, mate. Oh, listen to that sound.
Oh, I thought he was going to throw the match. Do a bit of betting here?
Aye, let's get some scratch here.
Oh, we could fucking bet your life away in this.
This is ruined, people, but... Mate, look at that sale.
Do you think like, we guys watching this now would be like, what is that? Aye, do you know what I mean?
I think so. I think that's a pure era that's gone. So you're just playing out in the street with mad shit. Like, you don't really see that anymore. Aye, like, you would just... You see the TikTok crazies has like replaced all that, I would say.
I used to have a setup very similar to this, my Beyblades.
Aye, right.
I did, mate. I had a basin in that it was actual Beyblade, like...
I get the stadium thing.
I vividly remember doing it in like the school playground and all that before school started and shit. Like it was a pure serious affair, meeting at the corner for a bit of...
For a Beyblade. we had a big basin thing like that, mate. And then when they
Jambo, can you type in this video, right? Type in 2004 Beyblade World Championships. I hear it's here. 2004 World Championships.
This wee guy steezed out.
I don't know.
At the end here, at the BBA North American.
Mate, Americans can't be real at things. They're just far too enthusiastic. Watch out for.
Dominic's intimidating hair has helped him get to the final four.
Dominic's hair?
Nolan is a fierce competitor and has what it takes.
Nolan's winning this.
And Chris's powerful launch technique puts him through to the semifinals.
He's good.
Starting to hate.
He's no fucking
East Coast and West Coast winners and had a little chat about their strategies. Plans for victory and the chances
that's
of winning
that.
It all.
I know. Mate, that's why you're there,
man. They're in the Hilton.
Exactly, mate. Very true. Mate, they're getting some.
They're in the Hilton.
I know. They're fucking
Nolan for the win, mate.
They've organized it in a way so creating Beyblades is easy.
I have my Beyblades in these plastic cases. They originally fit into a tackle box.
I have my attack type attack rings. I have my
Beyblade on the spectrum, bro.
I usually have them ordered in chronological order, but my collection is extremely disorganized now.
The best part about Beyblade competition is just staying focused and not losing sight of what you need to get done.
this guy's meditating.
At the time, I mean, you came to somewhere great and participated in something that's going to be, you're probably going to remember for a long time.
I know that Beyblade physics is mainly composed of angular physics, torque, drag, and Newton's third law of motion.
Yeah, this guy's doing something that.
I have Lucky Charms. I don't really believe in bad luck. I have my stepdad gave me this before I left this morning. It's the comedy and tragedy.
That's a cool bar, to be fair.
And he brought it to the tournament when I won in New York, so it's going to bring me good luck.
Being treated like a star is kind of interesting because people my own age are actually like.
That'd be hard in the bed at all.
It's kind of unusual because at school I'm not all that popular.
I think I have a 1 in 10 chance of winning because.
You don't say
it. I mean, there are three people. I don't know anything about them. I think this is all. This is going to be pure luck if I win or if I lose.
I think I have the other contestant figured out, but until I know who wins the Houston tournament, I won't be sure what
he's going into this.
Mate, this guy's
no messing about.
A thumb in the mouth and everything.
4. Come on!
Let's get it down.
Over 100,000 people have attended BBA tournaments around the world.
Whoa, man.
Mate, we need to get to the next one.
I don't know if they're still going.
Do you think that's a dead enterprise?
I think so.
The Beyblade World Championships.
I think they've passed.
Mate, I think they'll come back, mate. Everything goes full circle.
Eventually, Beyblades will be cool again.
Crazy Bones, I hope they come back, man. I'll be in it.
Oh, Crazy Bones.
Yeah. The Go-Go's.
Go-Go's, mate, they were the ones.
Mate, that was my favourite ones, definitely.
How do you actually play a game of Crazy Bones?
Was it not like you would hit them off each other? Or like you would, I don't know, would you know, fucking try and set them up?
You'd
mate?
Fucking ping them.
I think I was mad about collecting them, but rather than actually playing with them.
Mind playing.
Just have hundreds of them.
Did you not be able to take other cunts ones?
Right, here's the rules. Two players each take one crazy bone and throw it in different directions. Taking turns, each player flicks a crazy bone at their opponent until one of the players hits the other crazy bone.
And then is it unlimited tries in that? Can we find
you've
that
only
out?
Get a certain number of crazy bones, but I think once you throw it, you're done.
You're done.
So do you think, don't think you've got to be arsed? Like, because sure you're not hitting that first time. Do you start again?
Right, this is good.
But then you would look at a different one.
Right. I don't actually think I care that much about this. No, it was the best, but man, they days, that coming in, bamming people up in MSN. Yeah. Do you remember the incident that you had? Nadonike will admit himself, he's got a case of dyslexia.
Yes, I do.
He does, right? Since birth.
A bad bout of dyslexia.
A bad bout. So, mind the hang on it.
It's a positive, not a negative.
Remember the hang on it? What was the hang on MSN back in the day?
Oh, fuck. So basically, you know, I remember I clicked the button nudge to this mad fucking, I must have been like primary seven, maybe. I don't think I was in first year, and it was a nudge button.
Sending a nudge.
But then I was looking at it, and it said fucking nude. So I was fucking like freaking out.
Mate,
like, what the fuck have I just sent her and all this? Man, pure chat, delete the chats and all that.
How funny is that? Like a young dyslexic like, Donicky watching that and going like, sending a nudge and being like, I've sent a nude. The funniest part about that is he's not even taking one. So like he must have thought the government's obviously got my database.
I didn't even have a clue what it was. I was just like,
you just clicked the nude button.
I just clicked the button. Oh no, everything started shaking. The screen started shaking because that's what would happen. Aye. Can they walk out with the word, mate? Because I'm fucking dyslexic as fucking.
So I thought you meant, you thought you had texted this person saying...
No, it was
saying,
an MSN.
But you thought you had like messaged the person saying nude.
That's what I did think. Because I clicked this button, but I thought the nudge. That's because I was saying fucking nude though. I thought that the nudge button was fucking nude.
And you
just
thought,
something's happened here. I've just panicked, mate. I talking to a bird probably for like the first time.
How scary was like talking to a bird like on MSN? When you're younger than that, and they were like, you could tell they're a bit more experienced. You're like, how many people you know? You're like, 10.
Putting people in your PM and all that shit, and try to get another PM.
Do you know something mad that happened? I don't know if I've spoken about this and this. So, see, when I was young, right, I must have been 14 or something, right? My ma phoned me one day and was like, I need to talk to you when you come in. And I was like, ah, right, cool. All right, I was like, fuck knows what this is about. And I remember getting in, and she's like, Evan, I got a phone call last night for a girl. They phoned the house at 2 a.m, right? And I'm like, ah, right. She says, girl phoned, and she said, can I talk to Evan or something? And I was like, right. Then she asked to speak to you, and I said, you weren't in. So she's like, oh, well, I think I need to tell you something. Evan's got me pregnant. Right?
What had you done?
Evan's, have you got somebody pregnant, Evan? Because I'm like 14. You know what I mean? She's like, have you got somebody pregnant? And I was like, no, definitely no. And she's like, is there any chance you've maybe done something, you've no used something? And I'm like, no, there's absolutely no chance. Trust me, mom. What I'm saying to you is, mom, without saying it, there's zero chance that this is real.
Your mom calling you, mate.
So then I remember, mate. So I'm like, who the fuck done this, right? Still to this day, no idea who done this, by the way. Oof. They phoned back the other night and I seen it, the unknown number coming up in the house phone. I'm like, right, I'll go answer it. I said, hello.
Step up to play.
And I don't know what they were saying, right? But they're like, Evan, you've got me pregnant, you're a dad and that. And I was like, there's no fucking chance I've done that. She's like, how, 'cause you're a wee virgin?
I was like, yes, shut up. I just hung up.
Dude, that is the sickest bam up of all time.
That's pretty harsh.
I've never took an ale that large. Yeah. No, even since, mate.
No.
But even met it so bad.
From that day since.
What do you say to this anonymous person who's like, bammed your mop at 2 in the morning? Man, that's actual psycho, but also, talking to somebody's mop at 2 in the morning, being like, your son's got me pregnant.
Aye, your 14-year-old son's got me pregnant. Also, but she psyoped you fairly well. She've not took one ale since.
No, I think so. That's
ingrained in your brain.
Ever since then, you've had your backup. Yeah, no taking any chances.
Mate, I've never
had the nail in the head, to be fair.
Aye.
You were a virgin.
I was a virgin, like, man.
I couldn't even say anything about it.
I mean, see what she said? I was like, fuck. How does she know?
mate, see, you saying that, it reminded me of a story. See, when I was in Mexico, like last year, just because you were talking about house phones and that, right? See, you know how like you can phone if you're in a hotel with a different family, you can phone like press like 3 and you phone room 3 or whatever. So like, so me and Joseph were phoning each other back and forward to like are you coming out now? I'm wondering why not, and all that kind of shit, right? But we were bamming each other up in that, and it came up like room 6 or something calling, and I thought it was Joe, so I answered the phone and I was like, you're gonna die tonight. But a mad thing for Always Sunny, right? And obviously he didn't want to add me to laugh, like it's a mad thing. And my dad was like, he's phoning, fucking, and hung up. And then put me back my mobile, right? And he done, what are you phoning people for, telling them they're going to die in that? I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, no, you just phoned me. And he was like, don't talk pish, I phoned you, and it's tapped into, he thought like the phones had went haywire and tapped into a phone call of me phoning mad Spanish woman. Because, do you know why he thought that though? Because in the background, Morgan was like, hola, me, I'm not like talking like that, but like to me, like back, because we were doing like Spanish to each other, and she was saying that in the background. She was like, I could hear the woman on the other side of the phone, be Mexican woman, you're telling us she's going to die in that. That actually happened like last year. I can't remember what I told you so about funny. That happened last year. But aye, that's what can happen with house phones, mate. Yeah. You need to be careful. You can never get bammed
know.
Up.
Never know.
Jink pankies are still, jink, like they're still doable.
Me more day one.
How funny are, do you know, remember there was an app, right? That was like and it was like, you're stealing my Wi-Fi, you prick, mate. And it was,
you send a number in and it.
You would be like, like none of your pals will fall for it. I'd send it to my dad and that, but
hey, you fucking prick. I don't know who's on the phone, Carl. I don't fucking know who this is.
Stealing my Wi-Fi, mate. It's so funny, like how much. See, obviously the videos are like the like they'll set the old woman down like, in the family and show GTA new, like the news, and like it's, the motor's going up the side and that, and she's like, they're saying this is the news, grandma. And she's like, oh,
aye, look at the one with Ellie in that.
Ellie's burning, grand.
Have you seen the one that's like a nook in that, and it's like a national announcement and all that?
That they're sickly friend,
one day we'll see that, mate.
Mate, and cunts turn them on like all the tellies and that. So like, I've seen one of like somebody going in and going, oh, it's on that tell, like having the same video playing at the same time and that, like that's like I'm mad. If I had see if I was in the house and I seen two like running concurrently, like please stay in your home, and I'd be like, there's no chance, like this isn't what's happening.
Who would go to this length?
I couldn't swear the energy on COVID. Like pure fucking now, like the very start of COVID when it was pure like, oh no, cunts are like this is a full, like stay in your house, there's something going on. Yeah. That's a good bam up. I think we should get fucking bam ups back on the go. That right. One, that mad app one you were talking about was good.
Was it 141 you know, Dave, before
one for one? Mate, that app was good because that mad Wi-Fi one sounded Scottish. It was like, you're stealing my Wi-Fi. Sounded
aye, that was the only one we could use because the rest were English.
Aye, and like American and all that. So aye. That's why that one went. So like, that's why every cunt used it here. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still see that popping up, mate. Cunts are still doing that on stories and all that. Using that app, aye.
That app's still gone, man.
Yeah. Still gone strong, good
one.
Mate.
Mate, what was that other one? The one during lockdown and that, and like everybody could go into the one big chat. It was like fucking.
What's that again?
House party?
No. House party, aye. Something like that. It's like a big. It's like they used it as like a walkie talkie. I don't know. But it was like,
weird, but.
Aye, but everybody could go in it and that.
Mine, I never done that.
Mine, nah.
Wogsy was causing a riot in that.
Obviously, Wogsy was causing a riot.
Mate, he was fucking. Him and Jack Monty. I'm sure, but on that, but like they're shaved, like shaving their heads on it, fucking balaclavas on it.
It's just like a big video, massive video call with like 20 people in it and that. People used to go in it. But I remember there was a mad scandal about it. Like, it turned out like, no, it's Russians stealing your info and that. And it was like, you need to go on and delete. And
that's the Cold War, bro.
It's coming back, mate.
Mate, I've been fucking reading about, I've been listening to a book about the Russian history. It's fucking mad, like, how they, that even came about as a country, mate. It was like, under like
Soviet Union and way back. You had was it the Tsars and
so
all
the
that?
Tsars, but then they were always fighting against, like, so there was like Rome fell and it was like the Byzantine Empire.
The Mongolian army and all, man, with Genghis Khan, man, they were massive.
Genghis.
Aye, big Genghis, mate. The Khan was like, whatever the newer Khan, it wasn't Genghis, but it was like the Khan controlled the princes. So Russia wasn't it's an autocracy, but it wasn't like a it wasn't anything to do with kings or that. The one prince it was called, there was the mad guy that was like, he would get money off serfs. So instead of like their citizens, it's serfdom or something. But they would like get money off them, give it to like the Khan, give it to the Byzantine Empire, and then also give it to like the fallen Roman Empire. Not like they had to keep like gaining money about. So it became a mad, they were all mad, like wheelers and dealers and that. Do you know what I mean? So like right up until the new, so like back at fucking Ivan, like mad Ivan the Terrible, he was like meant to be the leader of, he called himself Caesar, and he was meant to be the leader of the new Rome. Moscow was meant to be the new Rome. It was like the third time they had tried to like move the Catholic churches home.
Right.
After like the Roman Empire.
Is that why you've got the Orthodox? You've got an Orthodox Catholic church that's kind of out of Russia?
That's Russia, mate. Aye. So that was what, so that was Ivan the Terrible was the first mad guy that hanged over that. But that's kind of as far up as I go. That was like fucking, I don't know, like 1400 or something, but it's interesting as fuck.
It's like, weird how it all like,
Everything
you hear about history, we like see like everything links back to sort of the Mongols, man. It's just originates from there. Even what we were looking into, which we're going to do a deep fried on, Tartaria, the mud flood theory, is about, do you know about this? So it's like this theory, there was this nation called Tartaria, and it's on like old maps, back the 13th, 14th century. You see it on maps, and then it's just no there anymore. And apparently, they
had. What area is this within the
map? So it's I think it's like, could you get that up, Tartaria, where it would be? I think it's like Mongolia, like Central Asia, like it takes up about
stands,
Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and that.
The steppes, that's cool.
So this civilization had like the ability to give out free energy, like by, it's like the way that their buildings were built and like wee symbols and that,
like
to do with like sound vibrations and like. And because they had figured out how to give this for free to the world, like the Rockefellers came in and are like, nah, this is not what we want. It's mental, mate.
I can find like maps of it, but nowhere it would be. So like that.
Aye. I thought, well, we might be able to tell for like what's round it. So
is
like,
is that
that's Tartaria Main Street there.
Aye. So there, we'll be able to tell for here. Is that no Sri Lanka in that area there?
No, is that not like,
fucking.
No, because there's Russians. Aye, so it's like Kazakhstan and stuff would be.
Aye, all the stands.
Is that not part of Russia, no?
But it's weird though, right? Because like, if you look, type in, Jamie, can you type in Tartarian architecture?
See if you, before a day, there's a wee Google result here that might explain where that is, if you might read it.
Okay, Tartary or Tatary was a blanket term used in Western European literature and cartography for a vast part of Asia surrounded by Caspian Sea, the Ural Mountains, the Pacific Ocean all day. The Pacific Ocean, the northern borders of China, India, and Persia, at a time when this region was largely unknown to European geographers.
That is Mongolia and Tibet.
So it's all that area. But if you type in Tartarian architecture, it'll show you. So there's a theory that the world got hit by these massive mud floods and it sunk buildings into the ground.
Aye.
So only half the building. So like you see all this. This is all Tartarian design. See like the top of the buildings there.
Uh-huh.
Like it's all to do with like vibrations for light and shit. It's weird, mate.
Mate, that's a thing I keep seeing in TikTok about, like,
they use the mirrors and that. Do you know about, like, the James Webb telescope? So basically what that is a big massive gold plate, and the sun reflects off of the gold plate, which then reflects off of another mirror, which reflects off of another one, and it just keeps on reflecting. It
magnifies it.
Magnifies it, and that's how it uses its power and stuff like that. It's like an 8 meter high golden plate. It's, mate, see the James Webb telescope? It's in, like,
it's amazing,
got,
isn't it?
Mate, you've got to watch some shit on that, man. It's it's incredible. Just
mind, you were showing me, it. Mind, like, you were the person that introduced me to that Skyview app. I remember you saying to me, oh mate, you can see, what was it we kept seeing? What planet? Like, Jupiter?
You kept seeing Jupiter. I was like, there was a point where Jupiter was just
huge.
Sitting, like, it was just sitting beside the sun, but like, and you could like spot it in the night sky, and then see, like, a good way to spot if it's a planet and not a star is if it doesn't twinkle. So see, if it's a planet, it'll be like a constant light, but if it's a sun or something like that, or a satellite, it'll twinkle.
Aye.
So if you're looking at something in the sky and it's like bright and that, it could well be a wee planet.
Mate, that
James Webb telescope's mad, but like, there's a mad thing of that took a photo like last year, like the new, the updated photo of, like, and it's like
a nebula and stuff.
Mad when they explain, like, this is pointed at 1 inch of the sky, but it's just gone out, it's gone that far out that you can just see, it's like, there's like, you can see different universes, like, you can see proper galaxies. You know what I mean? Like,
it's like what they did was they pointed it at the area that, seeing in the visible earth, the visible sky that they've got, they picked one area that they felt had the least light coming out of it.
Aye.
And they shined the camera in that, and basically had like something like 13 million galaxies within it. And like, mind you, like, the Milky Way is a galaxy, so that's like,
and we
million, and just in this wee 20 square, mate, it makes you feel,
and we didn't wish you, bro. Aye. Talking absolute bum.
As much as there's like a saying, and it's like, we're either going to be the loneliest people in the universe, or there's something else out there.
Aye.
Either or is just as scary.
Aye, they're both something equally along, terrifying.
Like, there's a good analogy about like how much we know about space, and they say that if you had to get all the water, like all the oceans in the world's water, right, get it into one body of water, take a wine glass, fill the wine glass, that like ratio of the wine glass to the rest of the waters, how much we've discovered a space.
Uh-huh. Aye, that's insane, isn't it?
Because it's still like, so this is the name of the theory, but basically like the Earth or the universe is still expanding at a rate. So like,
string theory.
So it's constantly getting bigger and stuff like that. So we will never be able, like, if somebody from like, I don't know, 10 million miles away, if they were looking, or like maybe was it 50, 60 million years ago, the dinosaurs, somebody's looking back there, they would be seeing like the T-Rex and all that kind of bit. They wouldn't even see us, which is also kind of weird. So that's why they also think if we were looking for aliens, and let's say we find a planet that supports our life, see, if we're looking at that, we're probably looking at that like so if it's 10 million light years, like that's how long ago we're looking at it.
If you're on Mars and you've got a telescope, I think this is true, like if you're on Mars and you're looking at a telescope if you could zoom into like, it's like a certain spot, you could watch like the 1998 World Cup final or something. Like, it's something mad, but I don't know if it's Mars, it's
that,
or like
that's
Venus.
The time it would take you back.
It's 8 minutes
between this. Well, if that's good knowledge, if I know that, but I think it takes 8 minutes for light to travel from the sun to Earth.
Oh, what, light?
I highlight the speed of light.
Eight minutes and a third
8 minutes 30, so it's definitely not that then. It must be a mad other galaxy or something. I've heard for that.
Well, it just depends how far away it is, but I don't know.
The sun's quite far away, and it's only 8 minutes,
see, if you look back at every ancient civilization, all of them paid so much attention to the stars. Yeah. It was everything they done was like...
That's how they navigated. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how they found the North Star. Think about that. That's
the big light, bro. That's what they called, the Egyptian called it, the big light. They had an Egyptian word for it. But see the North Star, like, so see, even if you think of it, stars. So know how there's certain areas of Earth you can go to where the light pollution's so low that it's like, man, it's like a... like a dark sky park, it's called. So it's like, it's an area where you can drive and sit, and it's like, cause it's so in the middle of nowhere.
Car park in the sky in Paisley.
Kinda, there's a lot of other things going on up there, but if you go to these, then the light pollution's low. So but still we're in a world that's filled with lights and light. Mate, imagine what the sky looked like when you were like in like the Egyptians. Potent the fucking whole thing would have looked compared
the gods,
to now.
Especially
when you're in the Amazon full of mad dodgy frogs and all that shit. You're trying to make your nut looking up the sky and seeing like the Milky Way and all these star signs.
You can actually just look at it. That's not
months and or days of the week are all named after. Do you know what I mean?
I always think that with the sky. I always think like fucking the importance of placed in the sky, and then the, especially with the Egyptians, their whole thing was like with psychedelics. Using them was they basically said that they had sort of conquered everything in waking life, but the one fear that all the Egyptians still had was of death. So they seen like the psychedelic experiences preparing themselves for death. Like they think that's what happens when you die. You just go through this sort of vortex of
like
life. And
basically it's like, the death
I can see that
like
though.
You see the chemical, because basically what's that, like, let's say DMT for instance, like that's just, that's a chemical reaction going on in your brain. And like, I think that there is a amount of DMT that is also produced when somebody dies, like in their brain. And like, that's why people say that like their life flashes before their life. Like time reacts differently when, like, think about when you're sleeping, like you can have a dream and it seems so long, but really it was maybe a couple of seconds or something like that. So time's not the same. So
it's
like
relative,
you could, your eyes could flash between for your life and you could be watching that and like being dead, but and it's taking so long to watch it, but in reality you're lying there for about 3 seconds.
Fucking the last time we took mushies, that was like I lived a mad lifetime in the fucking black box, mate.
In the caravan?
I was in like a mad fucking just a pure darkness and I was just seeing mad things coming in front of me and then like disappearing. But it was like pure seemed as if I was pure regressing back in time and all that. Like it was mental, but that felt like after that, even for like, even when I was out and awake and all that, it was like a couple of hours before I was like, right, I'm Jamie Kelly, right?
They just never look in the mirror, man.
The chocolates, mate. Yeah. They actually sent us flying, man. Like, I still remember, kind of similar to what you're talking about, and it's weird because Lee and my work told me this happened to him as well. I remember, like, when we were flying, man, like, we had the giggles very intensely within about under 5 minutes of eating the chocolate. So I was like, oh, we're in for a good, like purely intense giggling and that. So I was like, this is going to be a wave to ride here. And I remember like the laughter kind of stopped and we were all just in a rain wee world and like fucking Joe fell. So like it was a caravan. So like, if you think of the fucking
corridor,
the corridor's like a mad zigzag almost. Yeah. Like it's a wee, and then the toilet door's like on one of the zags right there.
It's on a zig.
It was a zig. So he was like, got to the toilet and like, he was stoning. And
Joe's like 6'2" or something.
Joe's tall and he's like, whoa. And we were like, you all right, Joe? Because we were all saying our balance was well fucked right. We're like, Joe, you all right? And he was like, whoa. And he just fell, mate. Because he's so big and the caravan so small, he just lay in a zigzag. Do you know what I mean? Like he was like in the shape of the caravan. Troops, we've got an announcement. We are now offering a 7-day free trial on our half B tier over at our Patreon. So that means you'll get access to the end of the episode. When you hear us switching over to Patreon at the end, that means you'll get access to all of those episodes. So why not give it a go? 7-day free trial. You can go right through our archive of every bonus Patreon episode we've done. We've even got a few episodes that are just bonus episodes that we chucked in for that tier at random times. So you'll have so much to watch through. Give it a try. It's 1 week. You'll not be charged. Cancel it before the end if you don't want to be charged. But it's £3 a month. So it's up to yourself. Obviously, we've got our other tiers, a blue flavour boy tier. With that, obviously, you get all the extended episodes, but you also get a bonus episode each month. You get access to the Discord server. You get to ask questions for guests and us. We've also got the On It Till Tuesday tier, where you get 2 bonus episodes every month. You also get early access to all the episodes, and you get 10% off merch. And then, obviously, you get everything else that we've mentioned previously. And then our biggest tier, the GOAT tier, the daddies, you get to request an episode. It can be anything really, within reason, unless you want us to like strip off we can discuss a price about that. But for £20 a month, you can request an episode. It can be anything. It can be a conspiracy theory, a watch along, anything you can think of. You get 20% off merch, plus everything mentioned in all the other tiers. So yes, get on it, troops. www.patreon.com/Riley's Gaff. Troops, the podcast is brought to you by G4 Claims. If you're involved in a road accident that was not your fault, call G4 Claims on 01698 767 172 or visit them at notatfaultclaim.com. The process is completely free and you could keep 100% of your compensation.
Like, I mean, like, I was watching Egypt shit for like a year solid, mate. And Grace was just like that.
See, anytime late,
I was like, she was like, oh, what do you want to put on to fall asleep? And I was like, Egypt.
Put on Egypt.
Egypt.
I've got Morgan listening to Mad Atrocities. I'm listening to Mad History of like Horrible Wars and all that.
Hey, there's a Spotify and it's my hairdresser Sam, he told us to listen to it. It's called The Blind Man, and it's basically all these cool facts throughout history and all that, and he just talks about like a random topic like all the time, like different times and shit.
I'm gonna get that for sure.
Can we tell the Sam story?
But oh hi, yeah.
So right, so me and Donnicky used to go to the same place to get a haircut. Donnicky, shout out to Sam Massey, isn't
it? Sam Massey, my
man. He's a fucking great barber. I'll just say that before we say this, but...
This is my fault.
This is Donnicky's fault. So we used to go to the same barbers, and I would get my haircut next to the guy that Donnicky got his haircut after, you know what I mean? So he was in the chair up for me cutting people's hair, and I was getting my haircut one. No, in fact, you went and got your haircut first, right?
I got a hideout, right?
And then
hideout cut.
The hideout cut's a big cut, mate. But Donnicky likes, he's an experimental guy, so he was like, hey, Sam.
Adventure out.
He was like, hey, Sam. Mate, can you... What is it you said?
I just said fucking just do something a bit different.
I'm going to hide it.
Mate, I don't know why, but like I got my haircut. I used to have like a mad undercut, like, and it was like here, and then basically just put like another wee line like that, but it was just like a mad wee fucking line, like, do you know what I mean?
It wasn't too bad, but...
You know what pals are like? Fuck, so obviously I'm getting slaughtered for it.
So he's like, fuck, I can't believe he's done that, and that pure like... started to get raging about it a bit.
No, but I'd ask for it, to be fair.
I like that cut, to be fair. I don't mind about it.
I know, but it's like,
it was just the age we were. I was like, oh my god, he's got a line. Is that what you fucking do?
Anything that's slaggable, mate. Do you know what I mean, man?
But then, so we've obviously had this incident about the line in his hair, right? He's getting sorted for it. So I go back in to get my hair cut a couple of days later, and but I didn't know Sam cut your hair at this point, right? He just said he went and got his hair cut and fucking somebody fucked it and put a line in it. And I'm sitting and get my hair cut, and Sam's at the chair cutting somebody's hair next to his. And I don't know how I started talking. I think bitching about Donnicky. And I said, he's not happy, man. Somebody pure fucked his hair up, gave him a line in his hair the other day. And it was Sam, the fucking barber next to us, obviously, being like, that's fucking me that done that. And he didn't say that.
I can't believe he didn't say it.
He just opened up his own place, so he's definitely not a bad hairdresser.
No, he's very good, mate.
But I hope he's a good hairdresser.
You asked for it, mate.
I asked for it, mate. I was just trying to live a little, do you know what I mean?
We need to chat about your jiu-jitsu, because the last time you were on, you were just about head off to a tournament.
It's been a fucking, the past 2-3 months, man, I've been smashing it, but Amsterdam went all right. I done a weight cut, and then I basically had to cut like 3 kilo, and I was sound a way then, but when I got up that morning, it was a Sunday, I was competing and I forgot my food bag. So I've like cut all this water and shit like that in the morning and the saunas and stuff like that, and a bit at night. And then I've went and weighed in, and I'm like, fuck, I've not got any of my food or anything to rehydrate. So I've then went out to shops, but it was a fucking Sunday, mate, and everywhere was fucking shut. So I've then had my first match, won my first match, and then like the second match, like I went on, I just like, the actual mind going on, I was like dizzy, my legs just went like fucking jelly. This was before the match even started. And to be fair, like I was winning match, it was actually quite a good match. Like I was doing some good shit. Like I was fucking, like the first boy that I beat was the, he was like the one that I was worried the most about. Like he had something like 60 odd wins, and like he's like, this was in the gi and all, and this was my first comp in the gi, but this guy, he was for like was it Belgium or Switzerland or something like that, and I went and beat him with a straight ankle lock, subbed him in like a minute. So I was like, fucking, here we go. Second match came, started well, and then like halfway through my stomach just went, like, it was just like, because I'd tried to like drink like some water and shit like that, but I had only water, so I had no fucking food.
Empty belly.
Mate,
bro.
Empty belly, and then it was just like, see, have you ever done like running man, and you tan water, that? Pure rapid?
Aye.
All the water was just like coming up, and I was like,
you could hear it,
mate, and like basically I've tried to like invert into his leg, and like I've swallowed, like I've been sick and I've had to fucking swallow it, and then like he's kind of realised that I'm a bit to be fucking sick, so like he's like got onto my back and like he's like squeezed, like he squeezed his like my stomach with his leg. And, mate, he didn't even have a choke on all that. I've just had to tat and go, mate, literally ran off the side of the fucking mat and spewed. So not
and a spewed on
mate,
him.
So it was a fucking mate, I was gutted, man. But then I still had the nogi and that to do. So I was so gutted, I was in my own head about it. And then like I managed to get some food, and then Evan and Walsy, they came, they were out like a run or something that
I
morning.
I wasn't there, mate.
Skelton and sorry, Skelton and Walsy. And like at the first match, like I'd went and had a pasta at this point, but like the first match came and like I still wasn't like my body just wasn't gone, lost that, and then like I was now like lost my last two matches and I still had a few more to go, and like I had this mad point in my head where I was like I was sitting feeling sorry for myself, like I'm a wee fucking like I felt like a bitch, like I was just sitting there like I've lost my last two matches, came over here, had good expectations, pure fucked it with leaving my food, so stupid, and like I probably shouldn't have cut as much as well, like in hindsight, like I've learned through all this, but and I was just like, and then like something just like came over me and I was like it was a mad Leon Edwards moment, I was like, fucking listen to yourself then, like you sound, this is not you, like and then like Wog's in that, he was like, mate, just go in there, just get angry, and I was like, I just had to like bring this mad fucking inner energy, I feel like somewhere, and like the boy that I was now going out to next, like we had watched him the full day, the boy had subbed everybody in every match, he was like he was like for Belgium, and like he was like really shit hot, and like I was like, fuck man, this is the last cunt that I want to walk, go on against. And then like after I had this mad fucking changing mindset, I was like, this cunt's fucking getting it, and like I remember like going on and the boy just had this mad smirk in his face because he's seen me, and like I'd spewed in one match and then I got beaten the other one, like he's like, this cunt's fucking piece of piss, like I looked like I was fucked and I was fucked, like don't get me wrong. And then I fucked his leg, man, like I got him in a straight ankle lock, and basically when I went down on it, like I felt like his shin and his knee just like coming away, I don't think it broke, but I'd like it popped something, man. And then but like he then hobbled off, he had to pull out the full event after that. And then the second match came on and I got, I think the boy was for like Turkey or something, that big strong boy, and then done the same with him, got him in an ankle, but this one, it's called an okay lock, so like his heel was like pointing up, man. And I remember looking at it as I went back, like his ankles just went like it's actually like, ripped like that, mate, and like, I've heard the sound in it, and I was like holy shit, like because I was looking at him and I was like this guy's no tam, so I'm going like it's the sport that I'm in, I'm like I'm going to fucking break this here, and like I've just went back on it, and like I've just seen like the fucking the ankle just
pure come
like,
up
oh
up.
Mate, it was horrible. But and like even though that I like because of the way that it worked, I didn't get into the semis because I'd lost other matches, but I was just so happy that I'd like see if I started well and like was winning all my matches and then lost, I would been a bit see losing and then coming back to then start winning again. Aye. Like it was like such a mad like see leaving there, I felt like right, you might have fucked up here and there, but I can fix their mistakes. Aye. But when I was fully fit in that and I was shooting, I was like, you do belong there. Like it's my first time ever competing. Like
it shows resilience in that and all like being able to come back. See the whitey. See me whitey. Could you know I've like weaponized it?
Pure fucking bio, mate. Like it was actually, and see when I swallowed the first one, man, I was like, mate, I've got the video on my Instagram, mate, and yeah, I'm just pure, like, whoa, man.
Bio with the eyes, a good wetting, mate.
Mate, it was horrible, man. Mate, never in my life would I think I was good. Mate, I've never been sick in the mat in my whole life, like, and then fuck yeah, it has to happen there. But that is like, you hear about all these stupid weight cuts and how much it fucks you and all that. So that's why, like, going into like my next comps, like, I'm like that one, like, I competed again not long ago. On the ADCC, and it was fucked. Like, I done really well, to be honest. Like, but this boy was like, this is what I mean. Like, I did lose, and it was fucking, don't get me wrong, it was a fucking right boot to the boys. But
I felt
was that
like,
just one fight?
That was one fight, but this is like a main fight. So I think the match was like 8 minutes long. This was against a boy called Anis. Anis, he's a fucking athlete, man. Like, I think he's like 4-2 in MMA. And he's a CrossFit champion and he's a PT. So like the guy just came out with an 8-pack fit as fuck. But like, see, for like the first 6 minutes of the match, man, like I was like in... I was winning, mate. Like, I was doing well. I was working different things. Like, I was being more active and aggressive. And then fucking his cardio kicked in and mine's kicked out. And then he capitalized with like with about 30 seconds to go, maybe about a minute to go. He got me and I stupidly stood up just because I was fucked. And he kind of jumped in my neck straight away, man. And that was like the only thing that he really got the full match. But like, I took his back. I almost had an armbar in, a shoulder crunch, went into, I was using a different system. Like, see, when I finished, like, it was weird because I'd lost, but then I knew that I'd done well. So I was, see, if I got smashed that full time, I'd have been off there. And I'm like, you don't belong there. Like, you've took a few losses now recently. Like, you really don't. But I realise, I'm like, you're not that far off it. I'm like, if I was a wee bit fitter, I've got that inner belief where I was like, I can see fair enough that like he's beat me and I'm not going to take anything away from him, but I can see myself like I'm not the finished product yet. I'm only been doing it 4 years, you know what I mean? So aye, like this is all just like fucking experience. So I've looked at that and I've been like, right, so what's kind of let me down in the last two big competitions? It's been my gas tank. So I've started with a new PT, got a pair of running shoes. Yes. And fucking
Hawkers,
mate. Hawkers, mate. Yeah. It is pair of Hawkers. Hard as geezer, mate. And then I'm going to try and fucking get MMA a bash and that and all. Like, I had to stop it, like, because when I fucked my mind, I was telling you last time. So that's been a year now. So I'm just like, fuck it. It's either now or never. I don't know how my eyes going to react to it, to be honest. So I've not been cracked in the eye, thankfully, since it's happened. So I'm sure I'll get cracked in the eye this week and then I'll know if I can spar or not.
How are you with, like, that side of it?
Mate, I feel all right. Like, aye. I went with a coach called The Striking Boss, mate, followed by Joe Rogan, mate. Fucking amazing. Mate, this guy is like
real
legit. The striking boss on Instagram, mate. He's the fucking man, mate. He's from Falkirk. And obviously, like Brian and stuff like that, the Hit Squad, mate, all great coaches, Michael Blair and stuff like that. Like, they've got everybody like shooting good, man. Like, my hands are good, like, I do have, but I just need to spar more. Like, I do fancy myself in the cage, definitely.
I've got the perf. Before we need to switch over to Patreon, but I'm going to leave it in this. Yesterday, we were at an event, the open workouts of the TikTok boxing. Mate, you're a TikTok star now.
Mate, I don't know if I'll do it in the real world. I'm not good. Like, the TikTok stuff looks funny, man.
Adam might need an opponent, by the way.
Mate, you should fight Adam.
Mate, Don and Adam would be a good fight, by the way.
That would be a good box, mate. He's a kickboxer, but...
Is that the fake Don?
No, it's not. It's another boy, Adam Lowe. How do you say his name? Lowe?
I'm going to take my... maybe, who knows? Does he do jiu-jitsu? Can I hit these legs?
You can just tie him up, man. Sorry, we need to switch over. We're running out of time here, but let me tell you something, Troops.
The last episode.
This is the last episode in G4. Well, I thank you all so much for watching, especially the patrons, because that's why we can move and we can get our own equipment and we can keep building this fucking thing, baby. What a journey in the G4 studios, by the way.
Great. Shout out to G4, everybody here's been classways.
Nicole, Greg,
Ben. The lot, mate. Grant.
All
the lasses
in the office. All the lasses in the cleaners, everybody, man. Build the company
the
up.
The best staff in the land at G4.
Aye, but thank you so much for everything you've done. But we need to go and spread our wings, baby.
Yeah, let's go.
So, Troops, we're now going on to the Patreon. We've got to chat dinosaurs. But I keep talking about jiu-jitsu maybe as well, because it's a good convo and I can see you love talking about it. So, if you want to see the rest of the episode, patreon.com/Riley's Gaff. We're running a free trial on the extended bits of the episode, so why not just go and bloody watch it? Hear more from the... Hear Donicky talking about dinosaurs. Right, catch you later, Troops. Cheers.
Cheers, boys.